Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, November 10th, 2017. Republican nominee for the Alabama Senate Roy Moore is embroiled in scandal and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a theatine reformer. Three countries have recalled their citizens from Lebanon amid Saudi tensions, and a bill is being introduced which will protect care providers from being forced to participate in abortions. Alabama's Republican nominee for the Senate, Roy Moore, is now embroiled in a scandal stemming from a woman's allegations of sexual misconduct which occurred when she was 14 and Moore was 32. Here is Reuters with the story.
A woman has accused Roy Moore, the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Alabama, of initiating a sexual encounter with her when she was 14 years old and he was 32, the Washington Post reported Thursday. The state's former chief judge, Moore, vehemently denied the allegations, calling them, quote, completely false and a desperate political attack, and, quote, the very definition of fake news. Reuters was unable to independently confirm any of the allegations. Of course, Moore is no stranger to controversy.
I believe in the Second Amendment.
While he's been endorsed by most GOP leaders, he was already a controversial candidate, having previously said that homosexual conduct should be illegal and that Islam was a, quote, false religion. In winning the primary race in September, Moore got strong support from former top White House advisor Steve Bannon, while his opponent, Luther Strange, was endorsed by President Donald Trump. The Washington Post story also quoted three other women who claim Moore dated them when they were between 16 and 18 years old, and he was in his early 30s, though none said they had sexual contact with Moore. On Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called on Moore to drop out of the race, quote, if these allegations are true. And several other Republicans echoed that sentiment.
If the revelations, if that's true, I don't believe there'd be any place for him in the U.S. Senate.
Neither Moore nor his campaign responded to requests for further comment.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Ambrose. Faith means battles. If there are no contests, it is because there are none who desire to contend. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Andrew Avellino. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. At mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born Lancelotto in 1521 in Castro Nuovo Basilicata, St. Andrew was a handsome young man who pursued studies in the humanities and philosophy. After studying canon and civil law, he was ordained a priest at the age of 26. The Archbishop of Naples charged him with reforming a convent which had grown lax and was even known to host late-night meetings between nuns and certain men. He took a beating for his fight against this immorality, but through good example and hard work, the convent did reprise its life of discipline. After his beating, he recuperated at the monastery of the Theatines and ended up joining that order at 35. He would go on to found two more Theatine houses in Italy. His preaching and spiritual direction were renowned, and he won many converts to the faith. He even gave direction to St. Charles Borromeo. Stricken with apoplexy while celebrating the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Andrew received his viaticum and died in 1608. St. Andrew Avellino, pray for us. Days ago, we reported to you that Saudi Arabia accused Lebanon of declaring war on them. Fox News is reporting that three countries, including Saudi Arabia, have told their citizens living in Lebanon to leave the country. Here is Brett Baer with more.
Three countries have ordered their citizens out of Lebanon amid skyrocketing tensions between the Saudi and Lebanese governments. Correspondent Rich Edson joins us live from the State Department with a drill down of what's happening. Good morning, Rich. Good evening for you.
Good morning and good evening to you, Brett. And the proxy fight between Saudi Arabia and Iran is developing in a familiar venue, Lebanon. As Saudi Arabia's crown prince consolidates power and is pushing greater confrontation with its regional antagonist, Iran. Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Saudi nationals visiting or living in Lebanon should leave the country as soon as possible. Kuwait and Bahrain are also asking their citizens to leave Lebanon. Earlier this week, the Saudi government claimed Iranian-backed Hezbollah's influence within Lebanon is so great that essentially it's becoming an act of war towards Saudi Arabia. This weekend, the Saudi-aligned Prime Minister of Lebanon, Saeed Hariri, resigned. He announced his decision from Saudi Arabia and is reportedly still there. The Saudi government is denying reports that it is holding Hariri against his will. The State Department says Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has spoken to his Saudi counterpart earlier this week regarding Lebanon, though refuses to give further details about that conversation.
The Daily Signal is reporting that Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey held a press conference on the House Triangle outside of the U.S. Capitol yesterday, in which he outlined his legislation called the Conscience Protection Act. The purpose of the act is to end discrimination against people, plans, and providers for choosing not to be involved in abortion. There were three nurses present for the rollout of the bill. Kathy DiCarlo described her experience of being forced to assist in a 22-week abortion under the threat of being charged with insubordination and abandonment of her patient. She said, quote, "I watched in horror as the doctor dismembered and removed the baby's bloody limbs, and I had to account for all the pieces. I still have nightmares about that day." Representative Diane Black of Tennessee said, quote, "We are not seeking to change anyone's mind on abortion." She continued, "Though I would hope one day they could. We are simply asking to protect the fundamental rights of Americans. No one ever should be forced to participate in the killing of an unborn child." In this Celestial Musings, I file this under "Serves You Right, Buddy." A 44-year-old Queens man named Edgar Calaguazzo was at a children's birthday party, which apparently morphed into an adult party. Calaguazzo owned the apartment and sublet a room in the apartment to the 5-year-old birthday boy's family. So as the adults partied, he allowed the little boy and a little girl to use his bedroom to watch a movie. When one of the mothers came to the room to check on the children around midnight, she found Calaguazzo with his hand down the boy's pants, and the little girl said he had kissed her on the mouth. The adults locked the nasty pervert Calaguazzo in the bedroom and called the authorities. Calaguazzo tried to escape out the window, but whoops! Fell and landed on a metal fence, and then hit the ground. He was, shortly thereafter, a nasty, dead pervert. Serves you right, buddy. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.